But I may as well say, en passant, as the French remark, that I myself, that is to say Jack Bunger, late of the reverend clergy, am a strict, total abstinence man. I never drink.
Water! Cried the captain. He never drinks it. It's a sort of fits to him. Fresh water throws him into the hydrophobia. But go on with the arm story.
Yes, I may as well, said the surgeon coolly. I was about observing, sir, before Captain Boomer's facetious interruption, that, spite of my best and severest endeavours, the wound kept getting worse and worse. The truth was, sir, it was as ugly, gaping a wound as surgeon ever saw, more than 2 feet and several inches long. I measured it with the lead line. In short, it grew black. I knew what was threatened, and off it came. But I had no hand in shipping that ivory arm there. That thing is against all rule. Pointing at it with the marling spike, that is the captain's work, not mine. He ordered the carpenter to make it. He had that club hammer there put to the end to knock someone's brains out with, I suppose, as he tried mine once. He flies into diabolical passions sometimes. Do you see this dent, sir?
Removing his hat and brushing aside his hair and exposing a bowl-like cavity in his skull, but which bore not the slightest scarry trace nor any token of ever having been a wound.
Well, the captain there will tell you how that came here. He knows.